Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to another episode. I'm Mallory Campbell. I am a certified trauma-informed master coach, and I previously hosted a podcast with my husband. If you're new here, you can go back and listen to 200 plus of those episodes, which are great. But this is my solo show. I'm going to be bringing on some very intentional guests. One of the next episodes coming out is going to be a guest episode, and I am so excited because we're going to be recording in person, which is something I would love to do. However, it's not always logistically possible to always record in person, but this one is going to be really fun. We're going to do some video content, and the two women who are coming on this show are just incredible humans, and we're collaborating coming into 2024. So no matter when you're listening to this, you're going to get some amazing takeaways from the solo episodes or any guest episodes that I bring into this space. So this episode is titled That Nothing Shocks Me Anymore. And honestly, that is the 100% truth. When it comes to shock value, most people that I talk to, have conversations with, friends of mine, even in my relationship, which is it's like a foundation of the nothing shocks me anymore, is who I'm married to. He's always coming up with the craziest, best, amazing things in our lives, and nothing is really shockable to me. And I say that because I've worked with so many women, so many clients, so many groups and communities of women that we go pretty deep. We go really, really deep into a lot of the things that make us who we are, the stories, the beliefs, the blockages, and how to start clearing, removing them, really start to love them, love those parts of ourselves. Shadow work is a big thing in this line of work that I do. And years ago, I used to see people post about shadow work. They'd share these things and I'm like, that sounds scary AF and I want nothing to do with it. So I'm going to push that aside and I'm just going to keep going and going and going until I couldn't go anymore, because these stories and these beliefs, these things that live so deep within. In the last episode, in the first episode, I really shared about how it wasn't safe in so many ways to feel feelings that I've had. I didn't even know how to feel. What was a feeling? Fuck a feeling. I don't want a feeling. I don't want to feel any of these things that are coming up. So what would I do? I would distract. And I'm not saying these tendencies and traits are completely gone, because now I'm just more aware to it. And that's a really big part of the space and the work that I do, is bringing awareness as to why we're reacting the way that we're reacting. How can we navigate it? How can we look at these things? How can we hold them with love and compassion and forgiveness? And to be honest, it takes, like, the work is never done. I was going to say it takes a really long time to get there. Yes. And our work is not ever done. These are parts of ourselves that have been with us. They're in our DNA. They are in our soul. It's a part of our soul contract to walk through all of these experiences, all of the divine intervention, and all of these things that are created in this universe. I truly believe it's a part of who we are designed as and how we're showing up and walking through this world. So when I say that, that only means that I can take clients as far as I've gone myself with my own experiences, my own education, my own, all the things, right? And it really is about finding the safety within yourself and the community and people that you hold close to you, whether that's a personal relationship or a friendship or a romantic relationship or a partnership, but more importantly, with yourself. And that is and can be one of the scariest places. And I'm only speaking anything on this show, I am speaking from experience, because I didn't want to go there for so long because I thought these parts were so ugly, that they were unlovable, that nobody wanted anything to do with them, especially myself, because I didn't know what to do with these thoughts and these feelings and these stories that kept coming up for me. And it wasn't until I found some somatic practices that I had to walk through myself in order to be able to bring other women in this space. And I have sat with some darkness in these shadows. And I'm, you know, making light of it now just because I'm talking about it. I truly believe that we share from wounds and not, or we share from scars and not open wounds, because when you're in something, it's not always the time or place, at least for me, to be bringing all of that out for everyone else. This is a very personal journey for me that I feel it's time that I can open up and bring some of these things to light in this podcast space, in this show, even a little bit on social media. You'll get some through email, but I find a lot of my flow comes from speaking and talking, which is why I love leading groups and workshops and breath work and all of the things, because these messages, they just get channeled through me and brought into this space. So I really want to dive into some of the things about yourself that might be holding you back. Some of the things that you think are just like, holy shit, I can't even share this. I can't even face this. I don't even know what to do with these parts of myself. And maybe you're not in this season, or you've been in this season, or maybe you feel like you're approaching it, like you're right on the cusp of, okay, I have these really big visions, or I have this intention. Maybe you set an intention or a focus or a word of the year that you really want to lean into a little bit, but you might be feeling there's something, and you might not be able to put your finger on it, but there's something there that's holding you back. And you can approach this in many ways. Sometimes it's not the season to lean in. And I remember talking to somebody in one of my groups that I was in that it's just not the season for some things to come forward, and that's okay. However, if you're in a season that you're really hitting that next level, you're feeling fresh, right? I made a post the other day. I'm like, are you feeling fresh? Because I'm feeling fresh in 2024, truly. The end of 2023 was, and I'll speak from my own experience here, it was a lot. I usually take the month of December off because I want to spend time with my family. I don't structure a lot of time in my schedule to create a launch or launch anything. There's a lot of back end stuff going on, but I'm not fully in like the launch mode where I'm pushing a lot of stuff out. I did create an amazing holiday guide because it was in such alignment and it lit me on fire to be able to share this with you guys. If you don't have that yet, go over to Instagram and you can either DM me Frequency Tools, just DM me the words Frequency Tools, or you can go into my bio and you can click the link. If you haven't subscribed to my email list yet, you can get these frequency. It's like an 8-page guide that I created for you. So that was something I felt on fire to be able to bring in the month of December. But I really took a lot of intentional space that I just was present with my family. And at the end of December, I really went head down into the back end of my business. And I outsourced some things, which are super helpful. In the beginning of, well, I want to say the middle of 2023, I brought in a coach that I've been working with, who's also a dear friend of mine, that really helped me start to get some of the structure. Because for the last 2 years, previous June 2023, what year are we in? 2023. For the last 2 years, I have been really head down focusing on my healing journey. And that means so many different things to so many people. For me specifically, it meant really reflecting inward and starting to sit with some of these really uncomfortable shadow parts of myself that was creating a lot of dis-ease in my life in every other area. So this is a pattern that I want you to really start to notice, is if you're starting to feel like a thread or this theme moving through your business, through your relationships, through how you're showing up in the world, maybe on social media, and you're hitting some walls, you're hitting some blockages, and that might be a sign that it's time to go inward a little bit. And that can be scary. So for me, in order to start this journey, I had to find somebody who could hold space for me, because I was at a place where I'm like, yes, I know I have to go internal and I know I have to do all of these things, but I didn't know how to do it. I'm like, what does that even mean? I would see all these people post these things and I'm like, that's great for them, but like, what does it actually mean and how do I actually do it? And that's where I was getting stuck. So if you're finding yourself in a similar place to where I was a year and a half, 2 years ago, I had to find somebody, and this may look like a therapist or a coach or a mentor or somebody in this space where you're able to show up 100% authentic as you, and you're able to start peeling back some of the layers, as in the onion, like my husband wanted to rename our podcast. We're not naming that, but you really have to find somebody who can hold that space for you, that you can bring these shadow parts, these behaviors, these ways that you're reacting and responding to things. Because honestly, these were some of the sticking points in my business, because I didn't want to look at some of these things. I'm like, I don't want to look at this because it's going to mean that I'm going to have to start showing up differently and changing a little bit. It's all a part of the evolution process. Evolution is beautiful. I love it. And I like to say, like, you don't have to change things about yourself. You just have to become really aware, and your body will tell you, okay, it is time for a change, but not looking from a lens of I'm broken, I'm this, I hate myself, I need to change. That's not going to last. The lasting change comes from a place of love and compassion and forgiveness. And compassion and kindness are like one of my top core values that we've actually brought into our family as well. That was not on my husband's list of core values until I brought it into the space, because that's a really big part of me that I was honoring in a lot of other areas of my life. I was very compassionate towards other people, especially like my kids, but I wasn't showing compassion to myself, because I was like, well, this is great for everybody else, but I'm different and I don't need to show myself these things because that's not how I've operated. And it got me 34 years of operating a certain way, and I wouldn't change anything. I freaking love my life. We've designed and structured and created the life of our dreams. Like, we've really manifested the shit out of a lot of areas of our life, which has been amazing. But the one part that I wasn't focusing on was giving compassion to myself, because I didn't know any other way. I only knew the way to be extremely hard on myself and to push myself so far that I would either end up burnt out, so overwhelmed that I wouldn't do anything, or I would just get stuck in this like nasty spiral. And I don't want to say of self-hatred, because it wasn't at that level, but I would just be like, ugh, woof, like this is, ugh. Let me just focus on other distractions so that I actually don't have to focus on myself. And this is where the shock value really comes in, is because I have become so familiar with my own shit and my own shadows, that when people come into my world and start sharing some of these things about themselves that they either don't want to look at, or they're feeling ashamed of, or they're feeling guilt around, it's not anything that I probably haven't felt about myself at one point or time. And this is where I really found myself connecting with some of the mentors that I've worked with a couple years ago, is because the space they created, that he created, and I worked with a husband and wife couple, and we worked individually and separately with them, me and my husband, at different times throughout the year. And there was nothing I could say or do that would create like, oh my gosh, this is like, whoa, what the hell? You know, it was such a safe space. And that's the space that I really have been seeking to create for the women who come into this world, because we are all so connected. We see things on social media that, yes, it's a highlight reel and most people are showing, you know, the beautiful things that go on in our lives, but there is a lot of people out there who are also showing the lows, which I absolutely love. And I do my best, and I'm trying to do my best to get better at this, to show those parts, because vulnerability equals connection, which can then lead to showing yourself more compassion, finding that evolution, really getting closer to what it is and who you are to bring into this world. And it just doesn't necessarily mean as an entrepreneur or starting a business, this podcast isn't just for women in business. This is for any women who are looking to find that soul level connection with themselves and to start. I don't love the term like healers. I don't consider myself a healer or anything in that aspect, but I do help women discover how to become closer to that version through tools that are in turn starting to heal these parts of ourselves that we have either shut off, we have ashamed, put them, you know, locked them in a door in way deep down in our being, because our body holds everything. And once I started to do a deeper level work with myself, I was able to uncover some of these things that were like, what the fuck? You know? And when I share these things, it's almost like a sigh of relief for a lot of other women in this space, because you're not alone. No matter, we're all unique. Yes, we all have our own intrinsic gifts that we have been given by our creator, whoever that is that you believe. But we're all so connected that so many of us go through so many similar things that there's a common thread within us all, that we've dealt with this imposter syndrome. We have dealt with these these beliefs about ourselves and these stories we believe to be true, that I'm not good enough if I don't show up this way, that I'm unlovable if I do this thing, or I can't show up in this way because I don't have this thing first, that I've had to go through like a rebirth and an awakening from within, because some of these beliefs, like I'm not lovable if I don't do something for this other person, or I'm not deserving of this relationship, or I'm not worthy to have this type of life because X, Y, and Z. And these are some of the deep-seated things that live deep down in my solar plexus, deep down in my root, that when I'm able to clear enough space and hold the space for myself, as well as finding somebody who can hold that space for me, whatever comes up is welcomed. Whatever comes up is welcomed. And this is a space that I really seek to create, that I feel like I have been creating within retreats and workshops. And yes, we can't go as deep in those spaces as into my one-to-one containers, because in the one-to-one space, we go there. We really create, and I said space 100 times already, but we really create that environment that you're able to actually see these things and hold them and give them that love and give them that compassion and give them that grace, that no matter what it is, it's not going to be like you are bad because of this, right? We're not creating more shame. We're not creating more guilt. We're just allowing ourselves to hold these things, see them for what they are, and then work with them, because that is what your inner self, your younger version of you. We do a lot of inner child work in this podcast, and well, not in this podcast, but in my containers and my workshops. We go deep with that younger version of self, and that can be one of the most healing spaces to be, is because now you're able to clear away the clutter and the chaos and the distraction and really see the most pure version of yourself and hold her with so much love. And it's a beautiful, beautiful space, because man, when I tell you, I have gone back to certain ages of myself and I have felt so much shame and guilt for things that I have thought, things that I have done, things that I have witnessed, that I have closed those parts off of myself. And I'm really doing, and you might see yourself in this version as well, that you're doing yourself a disservice from closing yourself off to these parts, because they make you who you are. And that is some of the magic that the world and your family and your kids and your partners in this life, that's what they want. They don't want the perfect, done up for the world version of yourself. And this is another story and belief that I really had to work through, is that the people in my life, even this community, they don't want the most polished version. Yeah, it's important to show up professional depending on your line of work, right? You may have to dress a certain way or carry yourself in a certain way because you're in a, you know, a career or whatever that looks like. But if you can really start to get clear on those parts of yourself, even the ones that you don't love, and allow those pieces to come out and to be a little bit more healed, held with compassion, and shown the love that they were never able to receive in your youth, that is going to be some of the magic that nobody else in this world has but you. And some of the modalities that have gotten me into the space where I'm able to look at these things without the overarching shadow of shame or guilt, or, you know, I'm bad because I did this thing, or I can't see these parts of myself, is really allowing myself to drop into my body. And breathwork is one of the biggest tools that I have used in the past two and a half years that I've been able to see these things from a completely different lens. Because what this is doing is allowing you to drop into your body in a safe space. Again, safety is a huge thing. So in the workshops that I create for these women within my retreats or my monthly workshops that I bring locally and soon to be digitally and virtually, is that you can tell your body that you're in a safe space and allow yourself to drop in and go there and to hold these parts and to allow yourself that no matter what comes up, what comes out, sometimes it's laughter, sometimes it's tears, sometimes it's a deeper breath within your body, that you're just creating a little bit more space from within to be able to look at these things and to start moving through them and to clear some of the blockages that might be holding you up from taking that next big step. Maybe you want to launch your own podcast. Maybe you want to start your own coaching group. Maybe you are launching a business, whatever it might be. Allowing yourself to go deeper within is ultimately going to create the environment that you're able to expand. And that's really part of the expansion process, is going deeper within yourself to bring more of who you are into this world. It's not always about hitting the next goal and the next milestone, because at some point you might hit your glass ceiling. You might hit that upper limit that there's no other steps that you can take besides looking at yourself at a deeper level. And this is such a beautiful space to enter breathwork into your practice. And you can find apps online. You can find, you know, YouTube videos, I'm sure. There's other podcasts and Spotify playlists that you can find to do breath work. But what really changed the game for me was finding somebody that I felt comfortable and safe with, that I could go there. And this is one of the most dearest forms of feedback. Is that how I want to say it? Like, this is the feedback that comes to me that I hold true to my heart are the women who send me messages or come up to me after these breath works. And they're like, listen, I haven't allowed myself to go to these places because I haven't felt that sense of safety. And this is what is curated in these breath work workshops, virtually or in person, because there's a sense of comfort and safety within the room of these women. I don't have men come into these breathwork workshops, just as a personal preference, because these are really created and designed for women to be able to allow themselves to unfold and sink deeper into a sense of safety within themselves, but knowing that the other women in the room are also feeling that. And it's a palpable energy. Like, you can feel it in the space. And when I'm able to walk around and allow the channel downloaded messages to come through with what these women are needing, we all set intentions before dropping into our bodies. And that allows me to really feel into the energy of the room and see what these women are craving, to allow themselves to go deeper and to have that release and really be able to sink into the comfort of their own bodies and visualize these things for themselves. It's such a beautiful, beautiful practice. We add in some journaling, we add in some intentions, we add in some group shares if you're feeling inclined to share within the group, and then we add in some movement to really shake out energy, any like residue or like anything that's left in there. We create the space of an uplifting movement practice. Because again, remember, breath, sound, and movement are really how we start to move energy through the body and start to heal. We become a more whole version of ourselves. And the outcome that I'm able to witness, it's not me, it's the women who are in here doing the work, but it's also because I decided that this work is so important that I'm gonna go first. Like, I'm gonna do this level of work first to be able to bring these parts of myself, because everything is a mirror, right? You're seeing these parts of yourself, but also reflected in the women who are in the room with you, as well as me being there to be able to witness it. It is a beautiful, beautiful practice. And as a facilitator in the space, as a master coach in this space, there is nothing more rewarding than to see these women allow themselves to open and start to process and become closer to who they are, and to witness that magic that they can see within themselves. Like, it makes me emotional thinking about these workshops and this level of work that we're able to do. And no matter what comes up, there is nothing that anything or anyone could say in this space that would be like, what the fuck, right? Unless it's like, you fucking go, girl. Like, yes, you're doing this shit, right? Like, that is one of the best spaces to be able to be a part of, that doing this level of work and seeing these things about yourself, it's not a shock value. It is, yes, and how can I get more curious about these things? How can you get more curious about these parts within yourself that you feel are just like, I can't share this shit with anybody? And maybe it's not your season to share this with somebody, but your body will tell you when it's time to come forward in this space and allow yourself to be witnessed, not only from you, and maybe that's as far as you take it, but if you feel that need, because for me, I never felt safe to be witnessed in my big feelings. It wasn't safe. And that could have been my own perception of things, but my body was telling me that this was not safe to be witnessed in these big feelings. Big feelings were not welcomed. I didn't know what to do with them. I didn't know where to bring them. So what did I do? I shoved them all down. And now at 36 years old, I am finally able to bring some of these big feelings into this space. I found my dear close friends who I can share these big feelings with. I found my husband, I didn't find him, I've been with him for 17 years, but I'm finally getting to the place where I'm allowing myself to experience and bring these feelings into this world, into this space, because I've found safety within myself from the tools like breathwork and sound and movement. Because now I know I got me. And that's one of the most amazing places that you can be, is that you got you. You got you. And you can take these feelings and you can start to process them and you can start to work with them and you can start to see these shadow parts of yourself, this younger version of yourself, because you're becoming more whole and more embodied. And that is the magic. So if you are somebody who is wanting one of these experiences in your own life, head over to Instagram. You can give me a follow if we're not already friends over on Instagram. Drop into my DMs. I would love to open this conversation on how to go deeper. And the first workshop of 2024 is coming January 28th at Ohana Fitness and Wellness Studio. It's an entire freaking event. On the next episode, we're going to go a little bit deeper on what this event is, what you can expect, who's going to be there, but we're kicking off the entire 3-hour event with 45 minutes of breath, sound, and movement. We're going into breath work. It's a beautiful, light practice that you're going to be able to embody more of who you are. Have the safe space to release what no longer is serving you. There's going to be a speaker panel. I have some giveaways. I have some amazing new year, the Lunar New Year practices and rituals curated just for you, as well as a couple other amazing workshops, and just, oh, it's going to be such an amazing experience that I cannot wait to share and bring into this world, because I truly believe where we're at in society now needs this. This is what we're craving. We're craving in-person connection. We're craving that deep sisterhood friendship. That's not that surface level shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the surface level stuff. These are the real deep conversations that you can have with another woman that is not always the you go girl, like all that stuff. That's great. But like, we're going in there and we're creating the space in order for you to start embodying who it is that you truly are. So if you are somebody who is local in the Metro Detroit area, please reach out to me via Instagram. You can DM me. Pretty soon you'll see all over social on how to register and get your spot, because there is only a limited amount of spaces in this workshop, because I love the intimate space that these events and workshops create, because it allows you to freaking go there. And it's only $55 to register. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to be incredible. It's not one of the events that you are going to leave with six notebooks full of stuff that you don't know where, what your next step is, where to go, what do I do? Like, this is going to be an embodiment workshop that you're going to have so many in real life tangible takeaways that you can start to integrate in your life right now in the season that you're in. So if this is aligned with you, you can head over to my Instagram. You can find all the registration details right in my bio. And if you have loved this podcast, share it with a friend, or you can leave a rating and review, because truly that is the way this podcast will grow in this platform. We're going to get a lot juicier. I'm going to be coming with a lot of stories and guests and personal things that I have not brought over into social media. We're kind of dipping a toe. This is episode number two. So we're really going to get micro and really specific on some of the things that I have brought into my life, what works for me, what doesn't work for me. Because honestly, that's a huge thing, is like, I don't want to do the shit that didn't work for you, right? It might work for you, but like, I'll give you the nitty gritty on the stuff that I'm like, maybe not. So if this is feeling in alignment to you, leave a rating and review. And until next time. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.